Kum lernen a black Gemara. We are up to Daf Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, and the Gemara is Amar Rabbe Amar Abhun Amar Nachman. The 12 lines at the top of the page. We can learn now a number of Dinim. So we learned about if two courtyards, separate courtyards, if they want to merge and carry together, there has to be an opening between the two courtyards, and we said the opening has to be a minimum of 4x4, and it has to be within the 10 tefachim. At least it has to start within the 10 tefachim, so it's accessible. If it's above the 10 tefachim, it's not really accessible. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nachman, Kaisel, we have a wall, Shebein Shtei Chatzedim, between two courtyards, Tzidei Echad Gevoya Aseret Tefachim. On one side, it is 10 tefachim high, but with Tzidei Echad Shavu L'Aretz, one side of the wall, is 10 tefachim above the ground, but on the other side, the ground is elevated. The other courtyard, the ground is elevated, so there the wall is less than 10 tefachim high, maybe it's 4 tefachim high or something, but much lower than 10 tefachim. So noisin oiser, so who has the top of the wall? Noisin oiser lezeh sheshavel oritz. We say that the one that the wall is within 10 tefachim, or the elevated ground, they're the ones that have a right to use the top of the wall and put things on there and take things off. And the other one can't. Why? For this person, it's easy. There's easy access for the elevated ground. For the other one, it is much more difficult to get up there. Okay, so therefore we give it to this one. The rule is, for one side is easy access, for the other side is difficult access, give to that person that's easy to use it, and therefore they have the use of the top of the wall. Another din, what about a very simple principle, but another din, you have a ridge between two courtyards. Now for one of them, tzidei echad omuk asara, for one of them that ridge is 10 tefachim high, but the tzidei echad, the other ground is less elevated, so for them that ridge is only, let's say, 5 tefachim deep, not high, deep. For them the other one is only 5 tefachim deep, that ridge. Again, who has the use of the inside of the ridge? Noisi noisi lezeh sheshavel aretz, give it to the guy who's equal to. Again, the same idea. This person, now we're not talking about that the wall or the ridge are level to the ground. That's not what I'm talking about. It's part of the ground. We're talking about that there's still a ridge or there's still a wall, but it's less than 10 tefachim high, the wall, or less than 10 tefachim deep for this person. Okay, so they have access. It says in Gemara, the principle is the same. So why do you have to give an example of a wall and an example of a ridge? Says the money, know why? Because the Iashmina Kaisel, we only told you the law regarding the wall, so we'll say, when it comes to the height, so people, you know, will use the wall, even though it's not level to the ground, people will use the wall. And Abu Chitz, when it comes to a ridge, even though it's only 5 tefachim deep, but Umkala Mishtamshi, people generally don't bend down, stoop over to use it, so nobody uses it really. We would have thought that nobody has any more access to it than the other person. And therefore, Amaloy, I would have said, we don't give any particular rights to one over the other, because both of them really have difficult access. Therefore, Nachan say, no, still easier access for the one that has to bend down less than the other one. V'yashmichli only the law by running a ridge, which the law be isatash mishte. They're not scared to put things down. When they put things in there, they know that it's going to remain there, so people actually will use it. Abo Kaisel, when putting things on top of a wall where a wind can come and blow it away or might fall down, to be isatash mishte, people are scared to use it. Amaloy, maybe it's not really called access in either way, won't give it to anybody. Therefore, you need both. Both didn't tell you that the one who has easier access is the one who has sole rights to it. Okay, says about it further. What happens if bo lematoi? Let's say you want to reduce the height of the wall. How do you do that? You place a rubbish bin, you place a box or something on the ground on one side of the wall. So now, if you're standing on that box, the box is less than 10 tefachim from the ground, and from the top of the box to the top of the wall is also less than 10 tefachim. So it's not like access way now, and you can say, I can cross over to the other side and merge the two chetzerim together. Says the Gemara, if you want to reduce it. And so right now we think you're putting, you know, a mound of sand or something, or you're putting a little box there. So it says here, Im yesh b'miyute abo, if let's say it's 4 tefachim long, it's taking up 4 tefachim of the length of the wall, which is what we learned in the Mishnah, the doorway has to be 4 tefachim long, then it will be considered like a door. And if, as long as above the box, to the top of the wall, there's also less than 10 tefachim, mutar l'shtam b'chol hakeres kulo, you'll have to use the entire wall as well. And if not, ein mishtamish ela keneged amit. But if not, then only that part where that box is, which the poil is less than 10 tefachim from the top of the box to the top of the wall, only there you can use the top of the wall, but not the rest of the wall. I don't understand. Manushech. What do you mean not the rest of the wall? Iyahani miyut. If you tell me that the box does work and it's effective where it is, then bekulu kreglush tam. But then since once you have access to get to the top of the wall, you can then walk along the entire length of the wall. So what do you mean? Only that segment of the wall is considered approachable, accessible. And ilavahani, it doesn't help. Then if you're looking at me, it shouldn't even help where the rubbish bins are or wherever the boxes are. Omar Rabbi Levin says, you misunderstood. We're talking about a case over here. You removed a brick or something from the wall, and therefore that's how you made the wall more. You made the wall lower because one section of the wall is less than 10 tefachim high, and therefore we say that if it's less than 4 tefachim long, well, that section of the wall is less than 10 tefachim high, so you can obviously carry there, but nowhere else. In other words, if you have a box or something else, it only works if it's 4 tefachim long. Otherwise, it doesn't work at all. What we're talking about here, you remove the brick or two from the top of the wall. And therefore, we say that if it's only less than 4 tefachim, where that wall is less than 10 tefachim high, you can put things there. But more than that, the entire wall is permitted. Then it's considered an opening. Says the Gemara, what about... That's not a name that you come across often. Rabbi Chiel said, "Kofa seifel." He turned over a pack. Mimayit, it's 4 tefachim long, and it reduces. It's less than 10 tefachim high, and it reduces. And from the top of that seifel until the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. So then you can what? It's as if you now have an access way, and you can carry along the you can merge with the next chatzar as well. Merge with the chatzar as well. So the Gemara, but my has Gemara, why is it Mayit Dovrit B'Shabbos Ulchayit? It's so easy just to remove this safe this part away. So therefore, it has no permanence there. So it doesn't never becomes part of the wall. How can you call that a doorway or an opening or a Pesach? So the Gemara. And what's the question? We know something that can be removed in Shabbos is not considered buckled to the wall, and therefore it shouldn't reduce the height of the wall. So we're talking about a case, the chabre ba'ara, you attached it to the ground. And in other words, you took the pot, turned it over, and then you put some sand around it. So therefore, it's mukta in the sand, and you're not going to move it. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The chabre ba'ara mahavas, why do you put sand around the rim? So what? It's still not mukta, why not? Because what Tanya we learned, paga, if you have an unripe date, shehitmina, unripe fig, shehitmina batevin, you stored it in straw, and this is straw you're going to use for cement, so the straw itself is mukta. Or charora, a biscuit, shehitmina b'chol, you stored it in coal that was burning Friday afternoon, and then it cooled down, but still mukta. Im migula miktsasa, if part of it is exposed, if part of the paga is exposed, if part of the charora is exposed, Nitala b'Shabbos, you can pick it up in Shabbos. Either the coals will fall to the side, which is muktzah, or the straw. It's tumkul me'atzad. You're not doing it directly. You're doing it, inadvertently. And by muktzah, that's all right. So the same thing with the pot. Who cares if there's some sand around it? You pick up the pot from the handle, and the sand will fall to the side. So it's still removable. So it never became bottled to the wall. We're talking about the islay oignayim. We're talking about that it has handles. And the handle, that's how you pick up the pot. And the handles are covered totally with the sand of the coal. And therefore, the only way to get to the handle is by pushing away the sand, and you now do that. It's mukzah. So therefore, it's permanently there. Says the Gemara, v'chiyisle agnai mahavah. So what if there is handles to it? But now, didn't we learn how toyimin we really have it for as well? Toyimin lefis etzunayin tachas agefin. If you want to store, turn it. or radishes underneath of vines. But there's all kinds of issues over here, not just regarding Shabbos, but the issues of klayim, if anything will grow, the issues of mice, if anything will grow. You put it in the sand underneath the vines. Is it klayim because you have two different kinds of seeds? You have turnip and radishes and grapes. You're not allowed to mix different seeds together. So it says, Zman shemitzas olim medun. Some of the leaves are exposed, so as far as Shabbos is concerned, ein l'choshesh. And we'll soon see, we're also not worried about other things as well. We're not worried, lo mishum klayim. There's no issue here of klayim whatsoever, because it doesn't really grow. Lo mishum maaser. There's no real issue here. No, even though you placed it underneath the vineyard, and there's two different kinds of seeds, since the purpose is to protect it, to watch it, not that it should grow. And even though if it happens naturally, that some of it takes root and it grows a little bit from the ground, it doesn't matter. Since that wasn't your intention, there is no klayim, and it's commonplace that they used to put these seeds underneath the tree to store it. And also, the lo mishum maaser, we're not worried about maaser as well, even though it grew a little bit, because in such a short time, it's lying in the ground to protect it, how much can it grow already? The lo mishum shviyas, and even if it's the year of Shemitah, and l'chari you're not planting the year of Shemitah, and you put it in the ground, I'm talking about into the ground, you buried it, not above the ground, you buried it into the ground, and now, it's ilchayda, some of it grows. It's not considered planting on Shemitah. And by the same token, v'nitolim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to grab a hold of any of the leaves that are exposed on Shabbos, and you're allowed to pull it out. Now, ilchayda, you're digging it, buried on the ground. It's not that there's no just a little sand covered. It's buried in the ground, and ilchayda, you're digging on Shabbos. And why are you allowed to do that? Because I am holding onto the leaves, and the digging happens on its own. So the same thing as a pot. Even if you're going to say that the handles are let's say, buried in the sand, we just said you're allowed to remove it. You move the pot a little bit and you pull it out, and then it doesn't matter. Even if you're digging. We're talking about a case where you bury the pot in the sand and the handle, and in order to extract it, the boy, you need more of a chatzina. You need a shovel, you need an axe to pull it out. And therefore, that's already the iser of digging on Shabbos. So you're going to leave the pot there the entire Shabbos, so it becomes buckled to the wall, and that's why you're allowed to do that. Okay, then we have another halacha. It says that different kinds of ladders. The Sulam HaMitzri, the Egyptian ladder, we'll see later, it's a smaller ladder, and it's very easy to remove Enem Amayit. Since it's portable, it does not in any way become buckled to the wall, so therefore it doesn't matter that it gives you access way. It's not Mamayit, but Hatsoidi. If you have a ladder from Tsoir, and we're going to see later these are much heavier ladders, then it is Mamayit. So the Gemara, Heichi Dami Sulam HaMitzi. What's the definition of an Egyptian ladder? If it doesn't have four rungs, then it's considered a very light ladder and very portable, and therefore it does not become buckled to the wall, it doesn't reduce the height of the wall. My time is Sulam Mitzil Amayit, and why? How come an Egyptian is in the Mayit? Omele Lashmilach, didn't you hear how the Omer of Acha Brei the Rav Bar Adra? Omer Rav Hunnit, said Rav Omer Rav Hunnit, Omer Rav Mishan Havle Dover Shittu B'Shabbos, but this ladder is portable, light, very easy to remove, Chodosh B'Shabbos, anything which can be removed, and the Mayit doesn't reduce the height of the wall, and the difference is not an access way. He hooked himself in the turn, and he said, why is the ladder from turning different? Awesome, Koyvdoi Koyvdoi, he said, very simple, it's very heavy. And because it's heavy, you're going to leave it there, and you don't just take it away all the time. And therefore, it becomes buckled to the wall and reduces the height of the wall. Okay, another din, Amr Abaye says, Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzedes, if you have a wall or courtyard, a wall between two courtyards, Gevoya said, Tvachim, 10 Tvachim high, V'hiniach Sulam Rochav Arba Mekan, V'sulam Rochav Arba Mekan. He placed ladders on both sides. One ladder that's four tefachim wide on one side of the wall, and one ladder that's four tefachim wide on the other side of the wall. So now you have the doorways, but they're not opposite each other. But if the ein bein zel zel shleisha tefachim, if it's less than three tefachim distance between the two, even though they're not opposite each other, so it's as if I can go up to the wall and I can go down back to your property. The idea is in order to be a doorway, you have to be able to go in from one side and go out the other side. So both sides need ladders. So even though they're not opposite each other, but as long as they're within 3 tefachim, we say, love it, I can go to your side of the wall and no problem. However, shleisha ain't a mamayit. But if there are a distance, a gap of more than 3 tefachim between the two ladders, then the two ladders don't combine. So each side only has access to the top of the wall, but not to the other property. And therefore, it's not memayit, it's not a doorway. We don't say that the wall itself is not 4 tefachim. Why? Thick. But if the wall itself is 4 tefachim thick, then I feel mutl tuvanami. Then we don't care if the ladders are facing each other. Why? I can have the ladder on one side of the wall. You can have the ladder 10 feet away on the other side of the wall. I can climb up to the top of the wall. Because it's 4 tefachim wide, it's very stable. And then I can walk over the top of the wall to get to down to your ladder and then walk down there. So we're actually still joined together. It's still like a pesach, an opening. It's very easy access. Another din, Omer Rabbi Barabaya, bon isva gab isva. You build a platform, let's say a wooden platform, on top of a wooden platform, and they're both next to the wall. It depends. In yesh be itzva hatachtein abo, the bottom platform board has 4 tefachim length. Memayit, it then reduces. Then what? And from there to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. It's an access way. And we don't need the platform on top. Or inami, or ein betachtein abo. Let's say the bottom platform does not have 4 tefachim, but the yesh be elyon abo, the top platform board has 4 tefachim, and the ein bein zeh lo zeh shleisha, and there's less than 3 tefachim between the top platform and the bottom one, so they can combine together. Memayit, then it's memayit. Now what? That's considered like it's all one piece, and it's 4 tefachim long, and it's less than 10 tefachim. The top one is less than 10 tefachim from the ground, and from the top to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. So it reduces the height of the wall, because it's going to buckle to the wall. Om lachar avu sulam, if you have a ladder. If you have, let's say, these are the rungs of a ladder, and parches means literally flying in the air, floating in the air. In other words, there's big gaps between one step, one rung, and the next rung. Im yesh b'shliva tachtoina, boy, if the bottom rung, there's 4 tefachim long, the length, you know, we said before, the minimum of an entrance. And from there to the ground is less than 10 tefachim. And from the bottom rung to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. Then, or inami, or another option. Ein b'shaliva tachtein abo, the bottom rung does not have 4 tefachim. But v'yesh b'shaliva yoyin abo, but the top rung has 4 tefachim. And the ein bein zel zel shleisha, and is less than 3 tefachim between the top rung and the bottom rung. So therefore they all become like one big rung. The mayit, it reduces, and it's less than 10 tefachim the top of the top rung to the ground, and it's less than 10 tefachim from the top rung to the top of the of the wall. Then the mayit reduces the height of the wall, similar to the case of the itztaba. Other dinim, ziz hayotze min hakoisel. If you have a board coming out of the wall, let's say the wall has a peg sticking out. Arba al arba, it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Niach olav sulam koshu, and you place a ladder on leaning on this peg, even though the ladder itself is not 4 tefachim wide. And you put it in the ground, and the ladder is leaning on this peg, then miyutai, it's a mayit. It's a mayit. We're talking about, let's say, that the peg itself is 4, we said before, the peg itself is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and you lean the ladder on this peg, is even though the width of the ladder is not the ladder itself is not 4 tefachim wide, it's only who knows how wide the ladder is, 1 tefach wide, nevertheless it reduces the height of the wall. Why? Because we imagine that the board sticking out of the wall and the ladder become one, and you have 4 tefachim, so the ladder and the ziv become one, the ladder is leaning on the ziv, and the ziv itself is 4 tefachim long, and it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, and therefore, it's like you have a doorway within 10 tefachim of the ground, and from the top of that board, the ziv, to the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim. So therefore, it's as if you have a doorway to go through that wall. Lo yamram, when do we say that? Lo oisre alei, only if you place the ladder onto the ziv itself. Avol oisre bahadeh, if you place the ladder against the wall next to the board, then we say arvuch arvuch. So all we did was he widened the ziv, but doesn't help anybody because since the ziv is too high from the ground, and he can't get to that. So therefore, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. it doesn't reduce the height of the wall. because the ladder is not considered steps to that ziz, because it's not leaning on the ziz, it's leaning on the wall. And the ziz itself cannot reduce the height, because it's too high above the ground. Another din regarding ziz, if you have a wall that is 19 tefachim high, let's say you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, tzorich ziz echad lahatire. In order to allow you to carry on top of the wall, or to the other side, but top of the wall, you need one ziz at the 10, right below the 9th, the 10th tefachim mark. Why? And by having it below the 10th tefachim mark, less than tefachim on the ground, and also it's less than 10 tefachim from the ziz to the top of the wall. Koisel esim, but the wall itself is 20 tefachim high, then tzorich shnei zizim latire. You can't have one ziz, you need two. You need one below the 10th tefachim mark, right, should be within 10 tefachim on the ground, but that from there to the top of the wall is more than 10 tefachim. So therefore you need another ziz higher up, so that you will have from the top of the ziz to the top of the wall less than 10 tefachim. Amar Rav Chisda v'Husha midin zeh shaloi keneged zeh. He says, when does it work? Only if the zizin are not directly on top of each other, because then you cannot put a ladder. The whole idea is you have a ladder, you need an accessway. The ladder has to be able to lean this, so therefore the ziz should be a little bit to the side, so you can place the ladder on the lower ziz to get to the higher ziz. Amar Rav Huna said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Bishus Rabim, if you have a box in a public place, that 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and we learned in Tractor Shabbos that the surface area, it doesn't matter where this box is, a post office box, might be in the middle of the main street, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, the surface of it is considered a reshus hayachid, a private domain. So here you have exactly 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. If it would be 9 tefachim high or 9.5 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it would be a karmelis. But because it's 10 tefachim high, it's considered a reshus hayachid. But what you did was, v'nodz b'yesek kosher, you put in there a peg on top of the box. So now suddenly the surface area is less than 4 tefachim, because you're occupying some of the space with this peg. Is miyata, it's no longer 4x4, it's considered less than 4x4, and we learned before that's a makom tur. That this peg has to be at least 3 tefachim above the surface. Because if it's not 3 tefachim above the surface, then it's not really reducing it. Abaye, because we know, we learned before that less than 3 tefachim is considered like love, which is considered like part of the surface. Abaye, they disagree. They say, afa pishen gavoya shleisha. Even if it's less than 3 tefachim, if the entire surface area is 4x4 and you stuck a peg in the middle, even though the peg might be only a quarter of a tefach wide, let's say, but that area you can no longer use. My time below mishtamashla, you cannot use that area. Since you cannot use that area, you just reduced the surface area of 4x4. Rav Ashi goes further. Afilu shigavoy shleisha. He says, on the contrary, even if it's 3 tefachim high, you still have a surface area of 4x4 and it's considered a reshus hayachid. I mean, on Shabbos, if you throw something on there from the street, you'll be chayiv mahatayra, not like the others. And my time of why? Because you can still use the peg and hang things on there. So you didn't lose space, you just have a different use of that space. On the Rachab of Rav Ashi, what happens? Milu Kulubi says, let's say you filled the entire surface area with a bunch of pegs. What happens then? Do we say that according to you, that say that you still use it? What about the entire surface area is covered with the pegs? Do you say that you didn't reduce the surface area or not? Says the Gemara, Amar Leilo Shmila Chadam Rav Yechonon. Didn't you hear what Rav Yechonon said? What did he say? That a boil, a pit, the chuliyasa. We learned that. In order to be considered a private domain, it has to be 10 tefachim deep. And it has to be 4 tefachim wide. So what happens if you have a boir, a pit, that's only 5 tefachim deep, you dug it out, and all the sand you put around the boir, so now the boir inside the boir is 10 tefachim deep, because if you combine the height of the sand that you just built as a perimeter, 5 tefachim height, 5 tefachim depth, you have 10 tefachim. The boir itself might be 2 tefachim wide, but the sand that you placed around it is a tefach wide on each side, so now you have 4 tefachim wide. So, and it says there, mitztaref la'asara. And the law there is, they all combine together to make up 10 tefachim. So the same thing over here. Bama, you can ask a question, halem mishtamashle. We know that we don't use the top of the sand, and yet we consider it as if it's just a yachid. So what is he from here? Same thing over here. Even though you have a lot of pegs on it, still, because it meets the criteria of the dimensions that you need, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's considered And by the boyer, okay, I can use the top of the wall area, the perimeter, but the boyer, the space of the boyer itself, the two tefachim wide, just empty air. You can't put anything there. And yet, tell me it's considered shusay yachid because it's four tefachim wide. You only have two tefachim of wall and two tefachim of a hole, and yet they combine. Even though maybe I cannot use all the pegs, but so what? It still covers an area of four tefachim by four tefachim, and that makes it, it means that the criteria that I mentioned, and you are shachay shusay yachid. Says the Gemara, Elamai Yislach Meimah, what do you tell me? The Monach Midi Mishtamish. You must, we're talking about a case, you can put a board on top of the boyer, and now you'll have four tefachim that you can use. Yizhachanam here too, the Monach Midi Mishtamish, you put a board on top of all the pegs, and use it as well. And therefore, I say it's a Shusa Yachid. Okay, we'll stop here. And that ends today's Gemara.